We're going to continue now with our study of the attributes of God.
And
we're studying His omniscience.
我们在查考他的无所不知。
That is the truth that God knowledge is infinite and complete and perfect.
就是神的知识是无限的，是完全的，是。
And as we have said and we will say again,
正如我们说过，我们再说一次。
That produces a different reaction in different people.
这个神的无所不知会给人带来不同的回应，不同的人带来不同的回应。
For some people, the omniscience of God will mean it's a great comfort.
对某些人而言呢，神的无所不知是一个很大的安慰。
Because they are right with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
因为他们因信耶稣基督已经称义了。
And for other people, it is a great terror.
对另一些人而言呢，神的无所不知是叫他们恐惧战惊的。
Because they are not right with Christ.
因为他们跟神的关系不对。
Their conscience is continuously bothered.
所以他们的良心不断地在受谴责。
And they know that if they stand before God, they will be found incomplete.
他们知道如果他们站在神的面前，他们必定会有缺陷。
Well, let's continue on now with our study of this doctrine.
好，我们继续来查考有关无神的无所不知的教义。
We're going to look at different words in the Bible that are used to describe God's omniscience.
我们看圣经里头不同的用词来形容神的无所不知。
And the first one is in Job 37.
好，第一段经文是在约伯记37章。
Verse 16.
16节。
Let's begin in verse 14.
我们从14节开始看啊。
Now this is Elihu that is speaking, and he's rebuking Job.
哦，这是以利户在说话，他在责备约伯。
Now even though Elihu in the end will be rebuked by God,
尽管啊，以利户最后会受到神的责备。
There are many things that he is saying that are true.
但他所说的一些话里头还是包含一些真理啊。
He's just applying them wrongly to Job.
他不过是应用错误了，张冠李戴用在约伯身上。
He says, "Listen to this, O Job. Stand and consider the wonders of God."
他说，约伯啊，你要留心听，要站立思想上帝奇妙的作为。
Now, whenever we become proud or arrogant,
我们每次变成骄傲、高傲、狂妄的时候。
One of the best things we can do is to consider the wonders of God.
我们能够做的最好的一件事情就是来思考神所创造这个奇妙的宇宙。
And that should humble us.
这样做会使我们谦卑下来。
Especially when we're grumbling against God because of some circumstance in our life.
特别当我们碰到一些环境的时候，我们向神埋怨。
You know, we say things like, "You know, God, I don't like the way you're doing things in my life."
我们会说这样的话，说神啊，我不喜欢你在让我遭遇的这些事。
The only thing you need to do is consider all the wonders that God has done.
这个时候，你需要考虑到神所创造这个奇妙的这一切的事。
That He has the wisdom to create and sustain the universe.
他有智慧创造而且托住万有。
And that you do not possess such knowledge and wisdom.
而你却没有神的智慧与知识。
And so maybe you ought to trust in God instead of judging Him.
所以也许你应该信靠他，而不要论断他。
One of the presidents of the United States
美国的一个总统啊,
was talking to one of the other leaders that was with him, and they had to make some really big decisions.
当他们面临一些重大决策的时候，他在跟他的一个同事说话。
I forget which president it was, but it was many years ago.
我忘掉是哪一个总统了，但是那是多年前一个总统。
And they had to make some decisions that were going to impact the entire nation.
他们要准备做一些重大的决定，有世界影响力的决定。
And so the president looked at this other man.
所以总统看着另外这个人。
And he says, "Let's go outside for a moment."
他说，我们出去谈一谈。
They went outside.
他们出去了。
It was nighttime.
是晚上。
He said, "Now look up."
总统说，你举目望天吧。
Look at the stars.
看看这万象。
Look at the expanse of the universe.
哇，看看这个宇宙的浩瀚。
Do you see how small we are?
你看到我们人类是何等渺小吗？
How insignificant we are?
我们是何等的有限。
And they walked back in and then made the decision.
然后他们又回到屋子里头就做了决定了。
Whenever you're proud,
你当你骄傲的时候，
whenever you're grumbling against your circumstances,
当你在埋怨你的环境的时候，
it's a good thing to behold the wonders of God.
你就应该举目仰望神所创造的星众星象。
And again, let me say this.
我再说一次啊。
This is the job of the pastor preacher.
这是传道人和牧者的工作。
It's not his job to make people feel good.
我们的责任不是叫你们感觉到美好舒服。
To entertain people.
叫你们得到一些娱乐。
Or give them a little drink of water with a little sugar in it.
或者给你一些心灵鸡汤加一点糖。
It's their job to spend great amounts of time in the scriptures.
传道人责任是花时间在神的话语上
so that they may proclaim the wonders of God,
好叫传道人可以传讲神的奇妙的作为
so that believers walk in humility and awe and reverence of God,
好叫信徒能够行在谦卑和敬畏神的气氛中
Your job is not to entertain carnal men.
我们的责任不是让这些属肉体的人得到一些娱乐消遣
or to distract God's people
或是叫神的百姓注意力分散掉
but to teach them who God is
乃是教导神的百姓神是谁
but you can't do that
但是你办不到
unless you spend hours a day in the presence of God
除非你花很长的时间在神的面光中
in his word
在他的话语中
and on your knees
在你的膝盖上。
Let's go on.
我们继续。
In verse 15, he says, "Do you know how God established them and makes the lightning of His cloud to shine?"
十五节他说，上帝如何吩咐这些，如何使云中的电光照耀，你知道吗？
And then in verse 16,
十六节。
Do you know about the layers of the thick clouds, the wonders of one perfect in knowledge?
云彩如何浮于空中，那知识全备者奇妙的作为，你知道吗？
Here in the original language,
这个在原文啊。
God is called the one who is perfect in knowledge.
称神为那知识全备者。
Now ask yourself,
扪心自问了。
Are you perfect in knowledge?
你是否知识全备吗？
You're not.
你不是。
And I'm not either.
我也不是。
Are the social sciences like psychology and sociology, are they perfect in knowledge?
那些社会学家，那些心理学家，难道他们的知识全备吗？
No, they're not.
不，他们也不全备。
And I can prove it.
我可以证明给你看。
They contradict one another.
他们彼此矛盾。
And every 3 or 4 years, their theories change entirely.
每过两三年，他们就发明一个新的理论，跟前面的抵触。
So that what was true according to them 5 years ago is no longer true today.
所以五年前他们认为是真理的，现在他们就否认了。
That's the reason why men's opinions are constantly changing.
所以人的意见、人的想法不断在改变。
And not changing for the better.
而且不是越来越好。
But changing for the worse.
而是越来越糟糕。
But God never changes.
但神永不改变。
His word never changes.
他的话语永不改变。
Because it's perfect.
因为他话语已经完全了。
Sometimes I hear even preachers.
有时候我听到甚至传道人呢。
Will say, well, you know, the Bible was written a long time ago.
会说，哎呀，圣经是很早以前古代写的。
And there's certain things that don't apply today.
所以从前的跟现在没有关系啦。
And there's certain ways you can't talk.To people today, like they talked back then.
所以我们今天讲话不能像从前那么讲了。
If you believe that,
如果你真信他们的话
then please do everybody a favor.
请帮帮忙，帮帮忙。
Leave the ministry.
你下台吧，别讲道了。
And go get a job somewhere else.
去卖豆腐也行。
Because you're hurting God's people.
因为你在伤害神的百姓。
God's people need God's immutable word.
神的百姓需要神永不改变的话语。
That doesn't change with culture.
它不会因着文化改变。
And it doesn't change with time.
也不因着时间改变。
Because it's perfect.
因为神的话已经完美了。
He is the only one perfect in knowledge.
他是那唯一知识全备的那一位。
And therefore, we have to make a choice.
我们必须做个选择。
Will we live our life according to the wisdom of this age?
我们是否按照这个世界的这个今生的智慧而生活？
Will we live our lives according to the wisdom that we think we possess?
我们难道要照着我们所拥有的聪明智慧生活吗？
Or will we live our life according to the wisdom of him who is perfect in knowledge?
还是按着那一位知识全备者的智慧而生活？
We would be foolish to make any other choice.
我不照着他话语生活是非常愚昧的。
But here's what I honestly believe.
但是我真诚地相信。
That many people who call themselves Christians.
很多自称为基督徒的人。
They do not believe that God's word is true.
他们不真正相信神的话语是真理。
They do not believe the Bible's truth.
他们不相信圣经是实在的，是真理。
Do you know why we have so much trouble with preachers today?
你知道为什么今天传道人出那么多问题呢？
Because of where they've been trained.
因为他们在哪里受训啊？
Many of their own professors do not believe the Bible is true.
那些神学院里头许多的教授都不相信圣经是真理。
And they lean on human ungodly wisdom.
他们依靠那些不敬虔的人的智慧。
And the student graduates with no sound or solid word for God's people.
所以神学生毕业了，对神的不能够供应那好的、美好的神的话。
They're experts in the silliness of this age.
他们是这个世界的愚昧的事情的专家。
But not experts in the knowledge of God.
却不是神全备知识的专家。
We must always return to Him.
我们必须总是回到他那里去。
The one who's perfect in knowledge.
那一位知识全备者那里。
And when we do,
当我们如此行的时候，
it will radically transform our lives.
就会彻底的改变我们生命。
It will humble us.
会把我们降卑下来。
It will cause us to walk in reverence.
会使我们活在敬畏当中。
It'll make us cling to Him.
会使我们完全的依靠他，依赖他。
Let's go on.
我们继续。
Now I want to look at another text that talks about God's wisdom as being infinite.
我们再来看一段经文，讲到神有无限的知识。
Let's go to Psalms.
我们到看看诗篇。
147篇。Let's begin wow, this is so much stuff in here.
我这里充满了。
Let's begin in verse 1.
我从第一节开始吧。
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming.
你们要赞美耶和华，因为歌颂我们上帝原是为善为美，赞美的话是合一的。
Praise is good.
赞美他的美善。
Praise is beautiful even before God.
赞美上帝是为善为美的。
But there's something you need to understand.
但你需要明白啊。
It has to be praise according to the knowledge of God.
但是必须是按照神的知识来赞美他。
If you study the history of Israel,
如果你研究以色列历史，
there were many times that they praised God.
以色列人常常会赞美神。
And God said in Malachi, I wish someone would come and shut the doors to this temple.
神在马拉基书说，我巴不得有人来把圣殿的大门给关上。
I'm tired of you lighting useless fires on my altar.
我已经厌倦了你在我的祭坛上烧那些没用的香火。
Why?
为什么？
Because they weren't worshiping him according to his word.
因为以色列人没有按照他的话语在敬拜他。
The two sons of Aaron.
亚伦的两个儿子。
They worshiped God.
他们也在敬拜神呢。
They offered strange fire to him and he killed both of them.
他们把燔火献上，神就把他们当场打死。
Because they didn't do it according to His word.
因为他们没有按着神的吩咐敬拜神。
David wanted to honor God.
大卫也想要敬拜神呢。
By bringing the ark to Jerusalem.
他就把约柜带进了耶路撒冷。
But he didn't do it according to God's word.
但是他没有按着神的吩咐。
And so they put the ark in a cart that was being carried by oxen.
他就用牛车把约柜拖进了耶路撒冷。
And the oxen stumbled.
结果牛失前蹄。
And the cart began to fall.
约柜就 开始要倾倒了。
And the ark was going to hit the ground.
正要落到地上的时候。
And Uzzah wanted to honor God.
乌撒想要帮帮神，想要尊重神。
So he put his hand on the ark to keep it from falling.
他就用手扶那约柜，免得他倒在地上。
He genuinely wanted to do something good.
他真心实意的想要帮神忙。
And how did God reward him?
神怎么回报他？
He killed him.
当场把他打死。
Why?
为什么？
The ark was to be carried only by the Levites.
因为只有利未人可以抬约柜。
They were to put poles between the rings that were connected to the ark.
他们必须放在那个两个金环上，上面有杠子，要用杠来抬。
And no one was to touch the ark.
没有人可以伸手触摸神的约柜。
Uzzah wanted to do something good.
乌撒想要做好事啊，帮神忙啊。
God killed him.
但神把他打死。创伤了他，为什么？
Two things.
两个原因。
He acted against God's word.
第一，他违背了神的吩咐。
Secondly,
二，
He made a terrible mistake.
他犯了一个大错误。
He thought his hands were cleaner than the ground.
他以为他的手比那地土的泥巴更干净。
God's never had a problem with the ground.
神对地土是没问题。
Ground is always obeying.
地土总是顺服他。
He rains on the ground, it turns to mud.
他下雨，泥巴就变成了泥巴了。
Sun comes out, it dries up again.
太阳出来就干了。
It's man that disobeys God.
只有人玷污神。
It's man that's dirty.
违背神。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
So when it says that it is a good thing to praise God.
所以这里说，赞美神原是合宜的。
That doesn't mean any kind of praise you offer.
不是说你想要怎么赞美就怎么赞美。
It must be biblical.
必须按照圣经来敬拜。
I'll sometimes talk to music directors and I'll ask them this question.
有时候我向这个教会的诗班领导说话，我就问他们这个问题啊。
What did you see in the scriptures?
你在圣经里看到什么？
When you made a study from Genesis to Revelation to determine what kind of worship God wanted.
当你从创世纪一直到启示录，你来决定要怎么样敬拜神，你看到什么？
And you know what most of them have said to me?
你知道大多数这些音乐指挥会音乐带领人会怎么说？
I never did that.
我从来没有好好研究过。
I said you're kidding.
我说你开玩笑。
You direct God's people?
你带领神的百姓敬拜。
And you don't even know whether or not you're doing it biblically?
你甚至不知道你做的合不合乎圣经，你都不懂。在干啥？
Is there no fear of God in this place?
难道这里没有敬畏神的心吗？
Remember what God warned Moses?
你记得大卫怎么警告摩西？
When he was going to build the tabernacle?
当摩西要建造帐幕的时候。
And it repeats it again in Hebrews 8.
在希伯来书第八章引用了这段经文。
God warned him.
神警告他。
You be careful.
摩西小心哦。
To do everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain.
你要谨慎，按照山上的样式来建造会幕。
You see, not all praise.
你知道，不是所有的敬拜赞美都是在神面前蒙悦纳的。
Not at all. As a matter of fact, Sunday morning is the greatest hour of idolatry in the United States and Canada.
其实你知道，在美国、加拿大，礼拜天早晨是最大的亵渎神、敬拜偶像的日子。
Why?
为什么？
Again, because of the preachers.
因为传道人。
They do not teach the people who God is.
他们没有教导神的老百姓到底神是谁。
And so the people are worshiping a God that's according to their own imagination.
所以神的百姓按着自己的想法来敬拜神。
And the God looks a lot like them.
他们以为神就跟他们一样。
And so they're not worshiping the holy and righteous God.
所以他们所敬拜的不是那位圣洁公义的上帝。
They're worshiping their buddy.
他们乃是在敬拜一个他们的好朋友。
An omnipotent Santa Claus.
一个无所不在的圣诞老人。
You see how dangerous it is not to teach God's people the knowledge of God?
你看，你不好好教导神有关神的知识，是何等的危险啊！
There's little fear of God.
所以今天很少敬畏神的心。
In the pew.
在下面的。
Because there's little fear of God in the pulpit.
因为在讲台上 也缺乏敬畏神的心。
And that's why evangelicalism in America and Canada looks like a circus.
所以今天的福音派的教会看起来像个马戏团一样。
It must stop.
这必须改变，停止。
Know this.
要知道。
That when persecution comes,
当逼迫患难临到的时候
，and Christians are thrown in prison,
当基督徒下监狱了。
Many of the people who will be saying Amen, throw them in prison.
很多的人会
will be evangelicals and evangelical pastors.
那些鼓掌叫好的都是福音派里的牧师和信徒会鼓掌叫好
because they do not know God's word.
因为他们不知道神的话语
they do not fear God.
他们不敬畏神
and they're more of the cloth of the world than they are the cloth.Of eternity,
cloth,
clothing.
他们
the way.
他们所穿的更像世界的服装，而不是穿戴神的话语。
Now look at verse 2.
好，再看第二节。
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
耶华建造耶路撒冷，聚集以色列中被赶散的人。他医好伤心的人，他裹好他们的伤处。
This is impossible.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
不可能的。
Unless God has certain attributes.
除非神有一些属性。
This can only happen because of who God is.
这些事能够发生，唯有因为神是这样的神。
If God wasn't love, He wouldn't do this.
如果神不是慈爱的，他不会做这样的事。
If God wasn't merciful and gracious, He wouldn't do this.
如果神不是满有怜悯、满有恩惠，他不会做这些事。
If God wasn't faithful,
如果神不是信实的
He wouldn't do this.
他也不会这样行。
If He wasn't righteous,
如果他不是公义的
If He wasn't omnipotent, He wouldn't have the power to do it.
如果他不是无所不能的，他就不会有这样的能力。
If He wasn't omniscient, He wouldn't know to do it.
他不是无所不知的，他也不知道怎么行。
You see, this is what makes us strong.
所以因此我们才能够强壮。
It's not because we know what God's doing.
因为不是因为我们知道神在做什么。
But it's because we know who He is.
乃是我们知道他是什么样的一位神。
So no matter what He's doing.
所以不论他做什么事。
We can trust Him.
我们可以信赖他。
Because we know He is love.
因为我们知道他是爱。
We know He's righteous.
他是公义。
We know He's faithful.
我们知道他是信实。
We know He's gracious and merciful.
我们知道他是满有恩典、满有慈悲。
We know He's omnipotent.
我们知道他无所不能的
，and omniscient，
而且无所不知
，and so many other things，
还有等等等等。
You see, when you know who He is，
你知道，当你知道他是谁的时候
，you don't have to know a whole lot more，
你就不需要知道别的，认识他就够了。
See that？
看到吗
？Even in obedience，
甚至在我们的顺服中。
When your child is disobedient,
当你的孩子不听话
and they think, why should I obey you?
他们说我为什么要听你的
and you straighten yourself up,
你站起来
you stick out your chest,
你挺胸
and you say, you'll obey me because I'm your father,
听我的因为我是你老爸
and I rule this house,
我在家里头做主
and you don't have a choice,
你没有选择余地听我的
what are you doing?
你在做什么
You're not telling him why he should obey.
你不是在告诉他为什么他要顺服。
You're telling him who you are.
你在告诉他你是谁。
Do you see that?
看到吗
？When he learns who you are.
当他认识你是谁的时候。
That is if you're really a man and you're really a father.
那你。
That is if
就是如果你真是个大丈夫，你是个爸爸，是个父亲。
When he learns who you are,
当他认识你是谁的时候
then his decision of whether or not he's going to obey has been answered.
那么他要决定要不要顺服你，他的决定已经定了。
When you know who God is,
所以当你认识神是谁的时候
then there's no longer any debate.
你就没有讨论余地，没有。
I know what I'm going to do.
我知道我该咋办。
What he said,
他说什么
？You see,
我就。照着去行。
The higher the view of God we have,
我们对神越有崇高的认识
，the more obedient we will be.
我们就会越顺从他。
But also the more secure.
同时，我们也越有保障，越有安全感。
Now,
好。
After talking about how God is going to restore and prosper Jerusalem,
好，讲完了神会如何的恢复并且建造耶路撒冷。
He's almost like he's anticipating doubts or anticipating objections.
好，几乎他是在预料到有人会反对，有人会疑惑他。
You know, someone who's been persecuted,
当一个人受逼迫的时候，
has been exiled,
他被逐放的时候，
his country has been destroyed,
他的国家被毁掉了，
the king has been killed,
国王被杀了，
there's no hope from a human perspective.
从人的角度来看呢，没有指望，没有前途了。
And they say, how can God fulfill this promise?
他们就会问，神怎么能够成全他所应许的话呢？
How can he even know what I'm going through?
那他怎么知道我现在所经历的这些痛苦呢？
Here's the answer.
好，答案在此。
Verse 4,
第四节。
He counts the number of the stars, and he gives names to all of them.
他数点星宿的数目，一一称他的名。
Someone who can do that,
一个能够做这样的事的人，
he can have perfect knowledge of what you're going through.
他能够完全明白你所经历的一切。
Yeah, but is he strong enough?
但他有能力吗？
Verse 5,
第五节。
Great is our Lord and abundant in strength.
我们的神伟大，最有能力。
But does he really understand?
但他真的明白吗？我们所经历的一切。
His understanding is infinite.
他的智慧无法测度。
Literally, his understanding is without number. It can't be counted or measured.
就像中文的翻译一样，他的智慧是无法测度的，是无限量的。
And then it says,
然后
The Lord supports the afflicted, and He brings down the wicked to the ground.
第六节，耶和华扶持谦卑人，将恶人倾覆于地。
Now look at this.
好，你看。
He's just described many of the great attributes of God to us.
他刚刚形容了神的许多的属性啊。
And then he shows that it has two different effects on two different groups of people.
然后他就告诉我们，对两种人，神的属性有两种不同的反应。
The afflicted righteous.
那些受逼迫的义人，
he supports them.
他会扶持他们。
But the wicked,
但那些恶人，
he brings down to the ground.
他会把他们倾覆于地，
he drives them into the earth.
把他们踩在脚底下。
And this is what I want you to see.
哦，这是我要你看见的。
Because God is not truly proclaimed today, men have no fear.
如果神没有被宣告，没有被讲清楚的话，老百姓就没有敬畏的心。
And God's people have little confidence.
神的百姓也没有很大的信心。
And so they turn to all the social sciences and everything else that cannot give them a sure word.
所以他们就去找那些社会学家、心理学家，那些不能够帮助他们的。
They turn to the psychologist.
他们去找心理学家。
And the sociologist.
那些社会学家。
Why?
找答案，为什么？
Because there's no sure word anymore in the church.
因为在教会里头再没有那肯定的不改变的话语了。
Because the word is not studied.
因为我们不再研读圣经了。
It is not proclaimed.
也没有宣讲圣经。
And in fact, not only that.
不仅如此啊，其实。
Many of the leaders in the church.
很多教会的领袖。
They've been taught to abandon this book.
他们被教导要放弃这本书。
And to adopt the principles of the sociologist and the psychologist and psychiatrist.
去学习那些什么心理学家、社会学家所教导的一些什么原则。
And that's why we have nothing to say to anybody.
所以我们就对别人无话可说了。
And preachers are nothing more than silly little boys who are tolerated by society.
传道人就像这个世界上所藐视的这些愚昧的小孩子一样。
Unless they really are preachers.
他们是真正的传道人。
And then they're not tolerated by society.
那社会就不能容忍他们了。
They're hated.
就恨他们了。
And hunted.
而且要追逐他们，驱赶他们，把他们下在监狱里。
And killed.
把他们杀掉。
Because they tell society, you are wrong and God is against you.
真正的传道人告诉这个社会，他们错了，神正在向你们发怒。
But hasn't that always been the case?
但是这岂不是总是这样的情况吗？
Read your Bibles.
好好读圣经，你看到。
Which one of the prophets did the people love?
哪一个先知是老百姓所
What did they do to the Messiah when he came?
当弥赛亚来到世上的时候，他们怎么对待他的？
That's why the Bible says to be friends with the world is to be an enemy of God.
所以圣经说与世俗为友就是与神为敌了。
You can't have both things, my friend.
你不可能鱼掌鱼翅跟熊掌兼得。
You can't have both things.
你不能两个都得到。
Now let's look over in Isaiah 40.
我们再看以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40 is one of the most beautiful passages in the entire Bible.
整本圣经里头，以赛亚书四十章是其中一段最奇妙美好的经文。
And just look at verse 1.
你看第一节。
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God.
你们的上帝说，你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
And how's that to be done?
哦，怎么样安慰呢？
How is God's people to be comforted?
神的百姓如何得安慰呢？
One is through a proclamation of redemption.
哦，一是接着宣告那救赎。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended.
哦，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又要向她宣告说她征战的日子已经满了。
Why has it ended?
为什么满了呢？
Why is the battle over?
为什么征战已经结束了呢？
That her iniquity has been removed.
他的罪孽赦免了。
How are we comforted?
我们怎么得安慰呢？
We're not comforted by being taught how to get our best life now.
我们不是有人教导你如何在今生享受最美好的生活就得安慰了，不。
We're not comforted because we've decided to no longer mention sin in the church.
我们不是因着教会里头不再提罪的问题，不提罪了，我们就得到安慰了，不。
We're comforted because of this.
我们得安慰乃是因为
We know our sins are forgiven.
我们知道我们的罪已经得赦免了。
And because our sins are forgiven,
因为我们的罪得赦免了。
Warfare with God is over.
我们向神的敌对已经结束了。
Because never forget this.
但不要忘，因为不要忘记。
When Israel was consumed by her enemies,
当以色列被他四境的仇敌吞灭的时候
It was the act of God.
这是神的作为
His punishment.
是神的审判
Because of Israel's sin.
因为以色列人犯罪了
So it wasn't just war with Babylon.
是不是跟巴比伦在打仗而已
It was war with God.
乃是与神在征战
But when their sins were atoned for.
但是当他们的罪已经得到了赦免了
The war was ceased.
这征战就结束了
And that's for God's people. And that is the comfort for God's people.
这就是神对他百姓的安慰。
I will tell you, you have sinned.
我会告诉你，你已经犯罪了。
And I will tell you that even now, your best day would do nothing but condemn you.
我甚至告诉你，你在世上活得最好的日子，也会定你的罪。你活得再好。
You say, well, how is that comfort?
你说这是怎么会是安慰呢？
Because I will always tell you this.
但是因为我总是会告诉你。
The war has been ended.
这征战已经结束了。
Not by your good works.
不是因着你的善行。
But by Christ who died.
乃是借着基督为你而死。
Not just killed by the hands of Romans.
不仅是被罗马士兵杀掉而已。
But crushed under the wrath of God.
而乃是在神的愤怒之下被压伤了。
The wrath that was due you was poured out on him.
那应该降在你身上的愤怒如今落在他身上。
And he drank it all.
他喝尽了愤怒的杯。
And not one drop is left for you.
他没有留下一滴留给你的。
So be comforted.
所以你应该得安慰。
But there's something else here also.
但这里还有啊。
Not simply the work of redemption.
不仅仅是救赎之工程了。
But the rest of the chapter.
这整章圣经。
Is dedicated to the greatness of God.
都在讲论神的伟大。
In the first part of chapter 40.
在四十章的头一部分前半部。
God proclaims his deliverance.
神在宣告他们的释放。
And the people may ask, but how do we know it's going to happen?
老百姓可能会问，怎么知道我们可以得释放呢？
Verse 7.
第七节。
The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为耶和华的气吹在其上。百姓诚然是草，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们上帝的话必永远立定。
How do we know God will do this?
我们怎么知道神一定会这样做？
Because His word stands forever.
因为他的话语安定在天。
And then in verse 9.
第九节。
Get yourself up on a high mountain.
你要到一个高山上去。
O Zion, bearer of good news.
你要报告西安啊！你要登上报告西安给耶路撒冷。
Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news.
你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大人说。
Lift it up, do not.
你要大声地呼叫，不要惧怕。
Say to the cities of Judah, "Here is your God."
对犹大的城邑说，看呐，你们的神。
The only way that they could stand up,
他们唯一能够站立得住的唯一途径。
And cry forth good news,
宣扬好消息。
The only way that they could say to God's people, "Behold your God."
他们唯一能够告诉神的百姓，看呐，你们的上帝。
Was because the one proclaiming.
因为那位在宣讲的那一位。
And in our case, the preacher.
在我们的情况下是传道人。
He believes God's word.
他相信神的话语。
And he knows God.
他认识神。
I can walk into a church and listen to the sermon.
我可以到一个教会听传道人讲道。
And I know immediately if that preacher believes that God's word is God's word.
我立刻可以知道那个传道人相不相信神的话是神的话。
When he fills the people's time with laughter.
当他叫下面的听众讲一些笑话给他们听，叫他们笑的时候。
And his little stories.
讲一些故事给他们听。
And his little wisdoms.
他的个人的心灵鸡汤那些小小的智慧。
When he reads a verse and does not expound it.
当他读一段圣经，但是却不解释这段经文的时候。
I know he's a charlatan.
我就知道他是个骗子。
He's inflated in his mind.
他自高自大。
He's a little boy playing with God's diamonds.
他是一个小孩在玩神的钻石。
And he's in danger.
他危险得很。
Of judgment.
他要受神的审判的。
Of not only leading his people astray so that their souls are destroyed.
他不但是误人子弟，叫神的百姓的灵魂沉沦灭亡。
But he's subjecting his own soul to destruction.
他也使自己的灵魂要受到毁灭审判。
You've got 40 minutes to preach.
你有四十分钟讲道时间。
They do not need to hear your ideas.
他们没有必要听你的意见。
They don't need stories.
他们不需要你的故事。
They don't need jokes.
他们不需要你的笑话。
They need God's word.
他们需要神的话。
And if you can't give it to them, get out of the pulpit.
如果你不能把神的话带给他们，滚蛋。
Get out of the pulpit.
不要再讲道。
That's all there is to it. It's the truth.
仅此如此，仅此而已。讲真理。
It's the truth.
是真理，神的道。
It's not the liberal politicians that are destroying this country.
不是那些自由派的政治家在毁掉这个国家。
It's not the liberal politicians destroying America.
不是那些自由派的政治家在毁掉美国。
It's the preachers.
是传道人呐。
It's the preachers.
传道人的责任。
So the man who's going to proclaim God's word.
所以那一位要传讲神话语的人。
He must believe it is God's word.
他必须相信这是神的话。
It doesn't change.
神的话不改变。
And he doesn't apologize for it.
他没有必要为神的话道歉。
He preaches it.
他传讲神的话，宣告神的话。
And he has studied God.
他已经好好研究神。
So that he can tell God's people, "Behold your God."
他可以告诉神的百姓，看哪，你的上帝。
And if it is truly God,
如果他真是神
，then what will happen?
结果如何
？Both comfort,
会带来安慰
，and fear,
同时惧怕。
Comfort in God's care.
我们会得安慰，因为神照顾我们，眷顾我们。
and reverent obedience and faith before him.
而且要敬畏地顺服他，在他面前，行在他面前，顺服他。
Then after this,
之后呢？
How do we know, God, that you're going to restore Jerusalem?
我们怎么知道神会重建耶路撒冷呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
Behold, the Lord God will come with might and with his arm ruling for him.
主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权。
God's saying here, salvation is not in a man.
这里神在告诉我们，救恩不在乎人。
It is God's own arm.
是神自己的膀臂。
That saves.
可以拯救。
In verse 10, behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him.
第十节他说，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他那里。
He's not only coming to save.
他来不仅仅要拯救而已。
He's going to judge.
他来也要审判。
Do you realize?
你知道吗？
Do you know why I preach the way I preach?
为什么我会这样讲道？
Because on the day of judgment,
因为到了审判的日子，
when you stand before God,
当你站在神面前，
I do not want you to point at me,
我不要你指着我的鼻子控告我，
and say, that preacher you sent to me never warned me.
那个你差派来的讲道人从来没有警告我。
All he did was tell me funny stories.
他不过告诉我一些好笑的笑话故事而已。
All he did was entertain me.
他不过是叫我消遣一下，娱乐一下。
Made me feel good about myself.
他让我觉得我挺好的。
Taught me a little few principles so I could have my best life now.
他教我几个原则，好叫我在世上可以过美好的生活。
And now I stand before you naked and judged.
如今我站在你面前，我两手空空，我赤身露体，我受了审判。
Because of that preacher.
因着那个传道人。
No, you will not say that about me.
不，你不能这样指控我。
In love, I warn you.
我用爱心说诚实话，我要警告你。
Prepare to meet your God.
你要做好准备，迎接你的上帝。
Learn His word.
你要学习他的话语。
Follow Him in faith and obedience.
你要用信心和顺服跟随他。
Verse 11, like a shepherd he will tend his flock, in his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
How do we know God?
我们怎么认识神呢？
We're so far away.
我们离他那么远。
We're so destroyed.
我们已经被毁掉了。
We're so small.
我们如此渺小。
How do we know you have the power to do this?
我们怎么知道你有能力这样做呢？
Verse 12.
十二节。
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heaven by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales?
谁曾用手心量诸天，用手虎口量苍天，用斗身称大地的尘土，用平称三里，用天平平纲里呢？
He says, I have the power and the wisdom.
他说我有智慧和能力。
Verse 13,
这样做。十三节。
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding, and who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him of the way of understanding?
谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做过他的谋士，指教他呢？他与谁商议？谁教导他，将公平的路指示他，又将知识教训他，将通达的道指教他呢？
No one teaches God.
没有任何人能教导上帝。
He needs no wisdom from outside himself.
他不需要在他以外找到任何智慧。
And nor does he ask for anyone's opinion.
他也不需要别人给他任何意见。
He knows exactly what to do.
他知道他该做什么，清清楚楚。
Everything he needs.
他一切所需要。
Is within himself.
他自给自足，他不需要别人。
Now you need to ask yourself.
你需要问自己一个问题。
All the counselors of the world.
世上所有的这些参谋。
God says their wisdom is foolishness.
神说他们一切的智慧在我眼前不过是愚昧。
They can add nothing to him.
他们不能够在神身上再加添什么。
So will you run to them?
所以当你到这些人面前。
Or will you run to him?
你会到这些世上的谋士面前，还是到神面前呢？求智慧。
Will you learn from them?
你是从世人得智慧呢？从他们学习？
Will you learn from him?
还是从神学习呢？
I remember after I became a Christian at the university.
我记得我大学信主之后。
I had a psychology class that I had to take.
我必须要修一门心理学的课程。
And the professor was evil.
那个教授是个邪恶的人。
He would stand up on the platform and mock God.
他会站在学校讲台上，然后
He would laughingly say, "If you record my messages."
他会讥诮地说，如果你把我的信息录音下来。
And play them backwards, you will hear the voice of Satan.
你把它倒过来听，你就会听到撒旦的声音。
If anyone was a Christian, he would openly mock them.
如果有人是基督徒，他会公开的讥诮他们，讽刺他们。
And one day I got out of class.
有一天我放了学。
And a friend of mine who was discipling me.
有一个在门训培训我的人朋友。
He walked by.
他从我旁边经过。
And I said, "Man, I love that class."
我告诉他说，哇，我真喜欢那个心理学课。
And he had to take it too.
那他我的朋友也必须要修那门课。
What do you mean?
他说什么意思啊？
He said, "I love that class."
我说我爱那门课。
He goes, "Why?"
他说为什么？
I go, "Well, I listen to everything that man says."
他说我说我听了那小子说的每句话。
It helps me live the Christian life. It helps me live the Christian life.
他说的话帮助我过基督徒生活。
He said, "How does it help you?"
他说怎么帮你啊？
I said, "I write down everything he says."
我把他所说的一切话，我说把它记下来。
I do the opposite.
我就做他相反的事。
And I find myself obeying the scriptures.
我就刚好顺服圣经。
But that's basically the way it is.
其实就是如此。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Even what the psychologists are saying today.
就算今天的心理学家也在说。
The things they're teaching.
他们所教导的话。
About gender and everything else.
About 关于男女不同的性别的问题等等。
Just 30 years ago, they would have condemned it.
三十年前，他们自己都会否定他，就会定他罪。
Official.
这是公开的否定他。
That's how much they change.
如今他们变到什么地步，堕落到什么地步。
And those are the ones who want to teach your children.
这些人想要教导你的儿女。
And Christians are usually so busy making money.
基督徒啊，通常忙啊忙，忙着赚钱，忙得不得了。
And they care more about what kind of car they drive than the education of their children.
他们更关心自己开什么样的牌子的车，甚于他们儿女所受的教育是什么。
And then once a week they take their children to Sunday school class.
然后一个礼拜他们带自己的孩子到教会上主日学。
Where they learn to color pictures of Noah's Ark?
他们就开始画挪亚方舟的图画，各种颜色图画。
And then we wonder why we're losing our children.
所以我们还不知道为什么我们孩子长大了就不信主了。
You see?
看到吗？
We don't have time to go through the whole chapter.
好，我没有时间看整章圣经啊，这。
But let's make our way through the best we can.
好，我们尽力而为。
When he asked the question, verse 14, "With whom did I consult, or who gave me understanding?"
好，十四节，当他问这问题啊，他与谁商议，谁教导他？
He answers the question in verse 15.
十五节，他回答了他的问题。
The nations are like a drop of a bucket.
看哪，万民都像水桶的一滴。
They're regarded as a speck of dust on the scales.
又算如天平上的微尘。
He says to me,
他说
the nations have no wisdom.
对我而言，这些列国没有智慧。
All they do is declare war against me.
他们只能够向我宣战。
You know what they're like?
你知道他们像什么？
You know what balances are, right?
你知道这个天平对不对？天平。
Well, what someone would do is they would have a stone that weighed 1 pound, and they would put it on this side.
他们会把一磅的 stump.
A stone. They'd take a stone.
拿一个石头
that weighed 1 pound.
一磅放在左边作为砝码。
And they'd put it on this side of the scale.
放在天平的左边。
And it would lift it up like this on this side.
这边就会高起来。
And then they would put wheat or something else in here until it balanced out.
然后就会把麦啊或者大米啊倒在这边，慢慢就平衡了。
And then they would sell you a pound of wheat.
然后他们就会卖给你一磅的大麦。
God says, all the nations combined
神说所有的列国加起来
are like a speck of dust that you can't even see.
就像在天平上的一个微尘你看都看不到的。
And if it's put on one side of the scale,
如果放在这个天平的一边的话
it doesn't even move it.
它动也不动。
It's insignificant.
这是微不足道。
He says, that's what I think of the world's knowledge. It's also what he thinks about the preachers who preach the world's knowledge.
就这些世上的传道人传讲世上智慧的也是如此。
They're insignificant.
他们是无足轻重的。
A preacher may come to town.
一个传道人也许来到这儿。
And 10,000 people go see him.
哦，有一万人来听他讲道。
But if he is not preaching God's word,
但如果他不传讲神的道的话,
then he's not even a speck of dust on the scale.
他连天平上的微尘都不如,微不足道。
If all the armies of the earth,
如果全世界的军队聚集起来,
if they all got together,
都聚集了,
and all the armies of hell,
地狱的军队也聚集起来。
And all the armies that have existed in the past,
所有历史上曾经存在过
的军队，都聚在一块。
都聚在一块。
And they fight against the throne of God's Christ.
要跟基督的宝座征战。
You know what they're like?
你知道他们像什么吗？
A little fly.
就像一个小苍蝇。
Beating its head against a piece of granite the size of the world.
在撞像世界一样大的一块大的花岗岩，用脑袋苍蝇脑袋瓜来撞。
So why will you trust in that?
你信任这样的人干什么呢？
Trust in Christ.
你要信靠基督。
And then look at verse 16.
再看十六节。
Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for a burnt offering.
黎巴嫩的树木不够当柴烧。其中的走兽也不够做燔祭。
There's nothing we have to give him.
我们没有东西可以献给他。
Lebanon was famous for its gigantic cedars.
黎巴嫩因着它的大柏树、大松树而闻名于世。
And God said, if you burned up the entire forest.
神说，如果你把所有黎巴嫩树木全部都烧掉
，I don't need it.
我不需要。
And if you offer every beast in the world as a burnt offering.
如果你把世上所有的走兽都献上作为燔祭，我也不需要。
And then he says in verse 18.
再看十八节。
To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him?
你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象与上帝比较呢？
Now I think this is interesting.
我想这是非常有趣的。
He then goes on to talk about idols.
然后他继续在讲论偶像。
And how foolish they are in comparison to him.
比起上帝来，偶像是何等的愚昧啊！ Now,
you may not have a idol made out of stone or plastic in your house.
你可能家里头没有用石头、金子、银子做的石像。
But let me ask you a question.
让我请问个问题啊。
If we took a biblical view of God,
如果我们把对神的合乎圣经的认识
，A God who is love，
一位慈爱的神
，Who is gracious，
一位有恩典的神
，But is also Lord，
也是主宰万有的神
，And holy，
圣洁的神
，And righteous，
公义的神
，And will judge the world，
会审判天地的神
，And will actually throw men into hell，
会把人下到地狱的神。
If you took a biblical view of God，
如果你把合乎圣经的对神的认识。
And you put beside it the view of God that is preached in your church.
你把它放在旁边，你在教会里头所传讲的神放在旁边。
Would it look like an idol?
这看起来像不像一个偶像呢？
A God created in the image of a man.
一个按着人的形象所造出来的假神呢？
And if the true God was presented to you,
如果真正的神已经向你宣讲明白了
Would you really love him?
你真的会爱这样一位神吗？神
神 Or would you do what a lot of people do?
你或者会像很多人所做的。
Would you say this?
你会说
That's not my God.
这圣经的神不是我的神。
I could never love a God like that.
我不能爱这样的神。
Because I've heard people say that.
因为我听过这样人这样说过。
When a biblical view of God
当一个合乎圣经的对神的概念认识。向他们传讲了。
They got mad and walked out of the church.
他们马上生气，然后离开教会。
Because their God wasn't like that.
因为他们的神不像圣经的神。
And not only was their God not like that.
不仅他们的神不像圣经的神。
But their pastor's God wasn't like that.
他们牧师的神也不像圣经里的神。
Now let's go on.
我们继续。
Look what he says in verse 21.
你看二十一节，
他说什么？ Do you not know?
你们岂不知道吗？
Have you not heard?
你们岂不曾听见吗？
Has it not been declared to you from the beginning?
从起初岂没有人告诉你们吗？
Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?
自从立地的根基，你们岂没有明白吗？
It is he who sits above the circle of the earth.
神坐在地球的大圈之上。
He is God.
他是神。
It is all for him.
一切都为了他。
It is all for his glory.
一切都是为了他的荣耀。
And he is incomparable.
他是无法比较的。
Just recently, one of the most famous so-called evangelicals in America.
就是最近啊，一个所谓的福音派圈子里头一个大人物，一个鼎鼎大名的人。
He and his wife stood on a platform.
他跟他的妻子站在讲台上。
And basically said this.
基本上他说。
It's not all about God's glory.
这一切不是关乎神的荣耀。
No, 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 no.
不不不不不。
It's about your happiness.
乃是关乎你的喜乐。
Have you not known?
你难道不知道吗？
Have you not heard?
你没有听见过吗？
Was it not told you from the very beginning?
没有从起初有人就告诉你了吗？
It's not about you.
这一切不是关乎你。
It's about him.
但是关乎他。
He takes center stage.
他站在中心。
And it is when he takes center stage in our life.
唯有当他在我们生命中做主角的时候，
that we are most happy.
我们才能够真正的喜乐平安。
We do not make very good gods.
我们不可能做很好的神，我们不能做神了。
But we make great worshippers.
但是我们可以成为很好的敬拜神的人。
If we do so biblically.
如果我们按着圣经去敬拜他，
Look what he says.
你看看他说什么。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants are like grasshoppers.
上帝坐在地球的大圈之上，地上居民好像蝗虫。
Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain?
他铺张穹苍如幔子。
And spreads them out like a tent to dwell in.
他展开诸天如可住的帐篷。
Now, a lot of times that's said, and people don't really get their they don't get their mind around what's being said.
往往人读这些啊，不完全明白在讲什么。
What's more permanent?
什么是更长远的？
You
是你吗？
Or the earth?
或是这个地球？
Which one's more permanent?
哪个更长远？
The earth.
当然是地球。
But look what God says about it.
但看神怎么说这个地球的。
It's like a tent.
就像一个帐篷一样。
Something you take up, put up.
你可以把这个帐篷设立起来。
You take it down.
你可以把它给拆掉。
It's temporary.
是暂时的。
Because he is the only one that is everlasting.
因为他是那唯一永远长存者。
And if your home is this earth,
如果你的家在这个地上是个地球的话，
you're living in a tent that's going to collapse.
你不过住在一个暂时的帐篷里，迟早会毁掉。
Look at verse 23.
再看二三节。
He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless.
他使君王归于虚无，使地上的审判官成为虚空。
We're not to fear leaders.
我们没必要害怕执政掌权。
We're not to fear godless leaders.
我们没有必要害怕那些不敬畏神的执政者。
We're to pity them.
我们要可怜他们才对。
Why do the nations rage?
万国为什么发怒？
And it says that he who sits in heaven laughs.
圣经说，他那坐在天上的嗤笑他们。
When they attack the throne,
当他们攻击神的宝座，
he doesn't even stand up.
神不用站起来。
He sits in heaven and laughs.
他坐在天上 嘲笑他们。
John Calvin said this.
约翰加尔文说，
If God does not immediately judge the wicked when they fight against Him,
当恶人起来反抗上帝，如果神不立刻审判他们的话，
It is only because it is His time of laughter.
因为神他正在嘲笑他们，还没有到审判。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Look at verse 24.
再看24节。
Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stalk taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble.
他们是刚才栽上，刚才种上，根也刚才扎在地面，他一吹在其上，就便都枯干，旋风将他们吹去，像碎秸一样。
That is what the most powerful of men are to God.
这就是世上最强壮人在神面前的光景。
And again, since we're talking about knowledge,
然后再一次，既然我们在讲论神的知识，无所不知啊。
That's what the wisest men are to God.
这个是世上最智慧的人在神面前。
Verse 25.
25节
To whom then will you liken me that I should be his equal, says the Holy One?
那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
Now look what he says in 26.
再看26节
Back to the idea of knowledge.
再回到知识这个概念。
Lift up your eyes on high.
你们向上举目。
See who has created these stars.
看谁创造这万象。
The one who leads forth their hosts by number.
按数目领出他一一称其名。
He calls them by name.
他一一的称其名，每颗星星。
Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
又因他的全能，又因他大能大力，连一个都不缺。
If he knows every star,
如果他知道每个星星的名字，
and not one of them is hidden from him,
没有一颗星星在他是隐藏的，
he doesn't even lose one of them,
他不会失落一颗星星。
Do you think he'll lose you?
你想他会把你给忘掉吗？
Do you think he cannot keep you?
你想他不能保守你吗？
If he keeps the birds,
如果他能保守天上的飞鸟，
will he not keep you?
难道他不保守你吗？
If he keeps the stars,
如果他保守天上的星星，
and some of these stars could swallow up 600 of our suns.
你说有些星星大到一地步，可以包容600个太阳。
And yet he counts them.
但他都一一的数算。
He says, Israel, can I not keep you?
难道以色列我不能够保守你吗？
Then 27.
27节。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord?
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？
And the justice due me escapes the notice of my God.
以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈上帝并不查问呢？
Why do you think I don't know?
你为什么以为我不知道？
I know everything.
我什么都知道。
I remember years ago.
我记得很多年前。
I was a resident of Peru.
我是秘鲁的一个居住者。
And I didn't know it, but my residency card had run out.
我忘掉，我不知道，但是我的那个居住权已经过期了。
And that's not good.
这是件不好的事儿。
So I had been praying about starting a work in Romania.
所以我就在祷告，我要在罗马尼亚开始一个新的工作。
And I knew I had to go.
我知道我必须要离开。
Was praying.
我在祷告。
Gotta go to Romania.
我要去罗马尼亚。
I gotta help those people there.
我必须帮助那里的人。
I buy a ticket.
我就买了一张机票。
The night before I'm to leave.
我在离开的前一
we pray.
前一晚上我们祷告。
Me and the Peruvian believers, we pray.
我跟这些秘鲁的信徒一起祷告。
God, guide me to help the people.
神就引导我帮助他们。
Put me beside people, even on the plane, to witness to.
甚至在飞机上，把我放在这些人的旁边，有机会跟他们传福音。
Even the taxi cab driver.
甚至这个开计程车司机。
And help me to meet with the Romanians.
让我能够有机会碰到这罗马尼亚人。
So I get there to the airport the next morning.
所以第二天早上我就到了飞机场了。
I'm going through the customs.
当我过关的时候，过海关。
And all of a sudden, the military police came.
突然，那警察的这些警卫队来了。
They took my luggage.
他们把我的行李拿走。
And they took me to a holding place.
然后把我带到一个拘留地方。
They said your visa's expired.
说，哎，你的签证过期了。
I said I've got to go.
我说我必须离开。
They said you're not going anywhere.
他说你不准走。
I said, how do I get my visa corrected?
那我怎么能够把这个签证改修正呢？
They said, you have to go to the Department of Immigration.
他说你必须到移民局去。
But it won't get fixed for months.
但是要花几个月时间才能够把它改正。
Not for months.
好多个月。
I come out.
我出来了。
Of the airport.
我从飞机场出来。
And I go to this place.
我就来到那个地方。
It's called the Evangelical Council to tell them my problem.
那个叫做福音派的这个什么会议室啊，宣教室的地方啊，我就把他们我把我的问题告诉他们。
I get a taxi in the airport.
我在飞机场叫。
I start witnessing to the guy.
出租车司机，然后跟他传福音。
There's 8 million people in Lima.
在那个城市利马有800万人口。
And I start witnessing to him. He starts crying.
当我跟他传福音，他就开始哭了。
He said, "I can't believe you're telling me this."
他说我不敢相信你跟我讲这件事。
I believe it.
我信，我信。
My brothers told me many times, but I didn't believe it.
那我的兄弟跟我讲了很多次。
I said, "Who's your brother?"
我说谁是你兄弟
？He said, "A pastor in Lima."
他说是一个利马的一个牧师。
Who turned out to be one of my best friends.
他的兄弟就是我的好朋友。
Of all the people in Lima, how did I get in that car?
这整个这么大的城市，我怎么进到这部出租车里头？
They take me to the council.
他们把我带到那个会议。
And they said, "You're not getting out of here."
他们说你不准走。
We'll take you to immigration.
我会把你带到移民局去。
But there's no way you're leaving here.
你不准离开。
We get in a taxi.
我们就进了出租车。
I began to witness to the taxi cab driver.
我就跟这个出租车司机传福音。
He starts crying so much he can hardly drive the car.
他哭得要命了，开车都很危险。
And he calls on the Lord to ask him to save him.
他就求主，主啊，拯救我。
I get to immigration.
我到了移民局。
The line is so long I can't even see the end.
我排队排这么长，我都看不到。
There's like 15 minutes before it closes.
还有15分钟就关门了。
I go, what do I do?
我说我该咋办？
And the experts from immigration said, there's no way.
移民局专家说你完了。
And I said, well, where's the director of the whole thing?
我说这整个移民局的带头人是谁？
On the fourth floor.
他是在四楼。
But you can't see him.
但你不能看他。
So I went to the fourth floor.
所以我就爬到四楼去。
And there was a nun standing there.
有一个尼姑，不尼姑，一个修女在那。
Now Peru is very Catholic.
秘鲁是非常天主教的。
They really respect nuns.
他们非常尊重修女。
They don't like evangelicals.
他们不喜欢福音派的。
And so I got behind the nun.
所以我就站在那个修女后面。
And this is what she told the people working behind the counter.
她就告诉那些工作人员。
I went to the airport this morning.
我今天早上到了飞机场。
And my visa is expired, and I didn't know it.
我的护照过期了，我还不知道。
But I've got to leave.
但我必须要离开。
And they said,
他们说
we cannot.Help you.
他们说我们帮不上忙。
She said, "But I'm a nun."
但这个修女说我是个修女。
We don't care.
我管你是谁。
We can't help you.
帮不了你。
And she walked out.
修女就走了。
I thought if they said that to a nun, what are they going to do to me?
我想他们连修女都拒绝帮不上，他怎么帮上我呢？
I walked up.
我就到那个台前。
What's your problem?
他们问我什么问题啊？
We're about to close.
我们要关门了。
I said,
我说,
I was in the airport this morning.
我今天早上在飞机场。
And I found out that my visa has expired.
我发现我的护照过期了。
I didn't know.
我不知道。
I've got to leave tomorrow morning.
我必须明天一大早要离开。
And he goes,
他说,
Hold on.
等等等等。
He goes back.
他进去了。
He comes out with the director of immigration.
然后把整个移民局的局长带出来。
And the director's mad.
局长很生气。
He says, "What are you calling me out here for?"
你把我叫出来干嘛？
He goes, "This preacher, his visa's expired."
这传道人他的护照过期。
And he says he's got to leave.
他说他必须明天早上离开。
And the director goes, "Why are you bothering me? Stamp this paper, get him out of here."
移民局长说你找我麻烦干嘛？你给他盖个章，让他走就算了嘛。
The next morning, I get up.
第二天早上我起来。
And my friend's going to take me to the airport.
我朋友准备把我带到飞机场。
Traffic's really bad.
那个交通非常拥挤。
His car breaks down.
他的车抛锚。
And we're stranded.
我们就
There's no way to get to the airport.
不上不下，不能去飞机场。
And all of a sudden, a van comes by.
突然之间，一部面包车过来。
That was taking the pilot and the airline hostesses to the airport. 带着空中小姐跟飞机司机在那个面包车上。They said, "Hey, you need a ride?"
哎，你需要
Said, "Yeah."
你需要搭便车吗？当然。
So I get there late.
所以我就迟到了。
The plane is overbooked.
那个飞机已经坐满了，客满。
And they said we can take three more passengers.
他们说我们只能够带三个人，再带三个人。
And I was like way back in the line because these people cut in front of me.
因为我排在最后面，因为这些人都是插队。
And they pushed me out of the way.
他们把我挤到后面。
I'm standing there.
我站在那。
And the lady that was in control
那个管理的那个
said, "Look, all you men,
说你们这些男人
move to one side,
到旁边去
because you get on the plane."
来，你来。
Okay.
点名 ，OK， 来就来吧。
Because I had to go to Romania.
因为我必须要去罗马尼亚。
Do you see that?
看到吗
？You can trust him.
你可以信靠他。
If you'reWalking in His will.
如果你行在他的旨意中。
If you're looking to Him.
如果你在仰望他。
And if you're about His business.
如果你做的是他的事。
You can trust Him.
你可以信靠他。
And that's the whole point of this.
这是。
He knows.
重点就在此，他知道。
He knows.
他知道。
He knows.
他知道。
I'll tell you another story.
我再跟你讲个
故事。Then we'll close.
然后我们结束。
When my wife and I married,
当我跟我妻子结婚的时候
we didn't have any money.
我们身无分文
I mean, I don't know why she married me.
我不知道她为什么嫁给我
Well, we were working in Peru as missionaries.
我们在秘鲁做宣教士的时候
And right before we went back to the United States for 3 months to visit churches,
我们回美国三个月在探望教会之前
she said,When we go back to the United States, could I buy some little decorations for the kitchen?
我的妻子说，当我回到美国的时候，可不可以买一些厨房的装饰品？
What are you talking about?
我说你在讲什么？
And there was a time when these little cows and stuff were really popular. They were like carved out of wood, and you'd put them on the windowsill.
有一段时间啊，那些那个雕刻的牛啊，非常的流行。我们喜欢把它做装饰品。
So she wanted these little decorations.
所以我妻子要这些装饰品。
So when we got back to the United States,
所以当我们回到美国的时候
，we walked in this store.
我们进到那些商场。
I picked one up.
我把一头牛拿出来看看。
It's like a little cow.
那小牛，雕刻的牛。
And I said, "This costs more than a real cow."
我说这个比真牛还值钱呢。
So we can't buy this.
我们买不起。
And she said, "Okay."
我妻子说好吧。
She didn't complain.
她没有抱怨。
We walked out.
我们就离开了。
The next week.
下个礼拜呢
？I went to a church to preach.
我到一个教会讲道。
And my wife was with me.
我妻子跟我在一块。
And we stayed with the pastor and his wife.
我们跟那个牧师跟他的妻子住在一块。
And they had a room that they had just redecorated.
他们有个房间是他们刚刚重新装
的。It was like a garage that they turned into a room or something.
其实是一个车房，他们把它变成一个房间了。
And there were two big cardboard boxes about this big.
他们有两个。那个什么
boxes
两个那个箱子啊那么大啊
and is that right
就是那个
and the pastor's wife said to my wife
那个师母对我的妻子说
I've got some stuff in those boxes
我在那些箱子里头有一些东西
and I'm going to throw it away
我准备要丢掉
but if you want it you can have it
如果你要的话你就拿去吧
so my wife sat there on the bed really spiritual
所以我妻子坐在床上好像很
熟练 she said okay
她说好吧
thank you
谢谢
and when that pastor's wife walked out the door
那师母一走
she leaped on those boxes like a wild animal
像只野兽一样跳到那些箱子上面
and she opened them up
把它打开来
and she started crying
她看到什么
Because she started crying.
她就开始哭了。
Because they were full of those little decorations.
因为就充满了小牛。
Now she didn't pray about it.
她没有为这个祷告，没有。
She didn't complain about it.
她也没有埋怨。
But God knows, doesn't He?
但神都知道，对不对？
God knew.
神知道。
Now that doesn't sound too spiritual.
这听起来不很属灵。
Little decorations for a kitchen.
这是厨房里的装饰品，小牛。
But God knows.
但神知道。
And God cares.
神关怀小事。
See, He knows everything.
祂知道一切所有的事。
And because He knows everything,
因为祂无所不知,
He can care for you.
祂也可以眷顾你的需要。
Surrender to Him.
你要顺服祂。
Surrender to His will.
顺服祂的旨意。
Study His word.
你要查考祂的话。
Be about His business.
要做祂要你做的事。
For His glory.
为了祂的荣耀。
He knows.
祂知道。
He knows.
祂知道。
When I'm going through, when I have gone through some of the worst trials of my life,
当我经历我人生最艰难的时期,
and I couldn't sleep,
我睡不着觉,
sometimes I'll get up in the night,
有时候半夜我起来,
and I'll go to the window,
我会到窗前,
and I'll get down on my knees,
我跪下来,
and I'll look up at the sky,
我仰望天上的万象。
And one of the prayers that brings me the most confidence,
其中一个让我得到最大的鼓励的祷告,
is just two words.
就两个字,
to look up at
仰望,
the heavens,
仰望天上的万象穹苍,
and say this,
然后说,
you know,
你知道,
you know,
你知道, 主啊,
you know,
你知道。
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word.
父啊，为你的话，我们感恩。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use it for your own glory and for the good of your people.
求你使用你的话语，为了你自己的荣耀，也为你百姓的益处。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.